Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Grab your coffee or, you know, whatever you're drinking, because today we are getting into something that almost everyone listening to this will have to face at some point.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those universal human hurdles.
Right. So I want you to imagine something. Imagine your mom is being discharged from the hospital tomorrow morning. She had a fall, she's shaken up, and the hospital social worker just hands you a photocopied piece of paper with, like, 3 1-800 numbers on it.
The dreaded vendor list.
Exactly. And the social worker just looks at you and says, she can't be left alone at home. Good luck.
Yeah, that is a terrifying moment.
It really is. Because in that exact moment, you don't need a medical degree to know you're in serious trouble. What you actually need is a logistical miracle. Because suddenly you're entirely responsible for coordinating this incredibly fragile situation, and the clock is just ticking.
And that scenario, that exact moment of panic, is the breaking point for millions of families. I mean, we are looking at a system that has fundamentally failed to evolve. It just doesn't match the reality of how modern families actually live or work or communicate.
Which is exactly why we are taking a deep dive today into a modern tech framework that's actually attempting to solve this. It's this messy, universally dreaded situation, and we're looking at the foundational materials for a platform called HomeCare.
Right, and they are currently rolling out their priority cohort in the Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill area, Wake County, North Carolina.
Yeah, the triangle. So we have the pre-launch blueprints for this, and they detail both sides of their strategy. So we're looking at the pitch to the families desperate for immediate help, and then the pitch to the local workforce they need to recruit to actually do the job.
And context matters immensely here. I think it's important to note we aren't looking at some product designed by Silicon Valley developers who just decided to, you know, disrupt an industry they know nothing about.
Oh, definitely not.
HomeCare is actually the creation of two local founders, Charles Petrini-Poli and Thibault Pevarelli. And both of them have decades of experience working inside healthcare settings, mostly hospitals and surgery centers.
So they've been stationed right on the front lines of that exact hospital discharge nightmare I just mentioned.
Exactly. They spent years just watching the gears grind to a halt. They saw the clinical side patch a patient up perfectly, only to watch the discharge process fail completely because the family had zero infrastructure ready at home.
They discovered this failing part of the process and decided to build a bridge.
Right. They identified that specific bottleneck and built a digital solution to cross it.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to really understand the architecture of this app, we first have to understand the psychological state of the user.
The emotional toll is just huge.
It is. The materials targeting families do this incredible job of capturing those emotional stakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like they highlight those obvious moments, the sudden hospital discharge. But they also focus on what they call the quieter realizations.
Yeah, the creeping dread.
Yes. To me, those almost sound heavier. It's that realization when you go over to your dad's house for Sunday dinner and you notice the mail is just piling up on the counter. The fridge only has expired milk in it.
You just get that knot in your stomach.
Exactly. You realize things cannot keep going the way they are.
And those quiet moments really represent the tipping point. Historically, when a family hits that point, their only real option has been the traditional care agency model. But the platform's materials outline precisely why that old solution is just a massive point of friction now.
Oh, yeah. They describe the old system as basically days of agency callbacks, uncertainty, and just endless back and forth.
It's exhausting.
I was reading through their breakdown of the old agency model, and it honestly sounds like a black box router. Like, you are this frantic family member, and you put your request into this opaque machine, you make a call, you wait days, and you have absolutely no idea how that request is being routed.
Or who is eventually going to pop out the other side.
Right. Who is going to show up at your dad's front door? It's wild. It's like dealing with a bureaucratic insurance claim when your house is currently on fire. When you're balancing work, family, and worry, shouldn't getting help be the easy part?
What's fascinating here is how the founders deconstruct what families are actually trying to purchase. Because a family isn't just buying care hours, you know?
Right, they aren't just paying for a warm body in a room.
Exactly. the text explicitly states that families are buying speed, trust, and communication. They are purchasing the psychological relief of knowing their parent isn't being left to chance.
They're basically buying back their own bandwidth.
Yes, and the platform segments those families into two distinct personas, which I found really interesting. The pain points differ wildly depending on geography. So first, you have the local child.
The one doing all the heavy lifting.
Right. This is the son or daughter living in the same town. They are handling every single doctor's appointment, managing the pill organizers, paying the bills. They are just drowning in logistics.
And the platform's message to them is super targeted. Like, you shouldn't have to choose between being a good child and keeping your own life together.
Because so many people are making that impossible choice every day, and it just leads to catastrophic caregiver burnout.
But then you have the second persona, right? The long-distance child. So maybe you live in Chicago, but your mom is in Raleigh. Your anxiety isn't about driving to appointments.
Yeah.
Your anxiety is total blindness.
You're completely shut out of the daily reality.
Exactly. You're relying entirely on secondhand updates. You're constantly playing a game of telephone just to figure out if your mom actually ate lunch today.
And that game of telephone is a structural failure of the old agency model. Ooh. I mean, calling the agency dispatcher, who then leaves a voicemail for the caregiver, who maybe texts back 3 hours later, it's incredibly inefficient.
It's broken.
So to fix this, home care throws out the black box router entirely. They are replacing it with what the text calls an Uber-style workflow for elder care.
Which is a bold claim.
It is. The family posts their specific needs, they review profiles, and independent caregivers accept the shifts that fit their schedule.
Okay, I have to stop you there and just push back on this concept for a second. Because when I hear ride-sharing or gig economy, my brain immediately goes to convenience, sure, but also to a fundamental lack of deep vetting.
That's a very fair concern.
Right. Like, you hop into a random car, you get a grocery delivery from a total stranger. It's purely transactional. But if we are talking about granting access to the home of a highly vulnerable, aging parent, isn't applying gig logic to elder care a little terrifying?
Oh, it is the single biggest hurdle for any two-sided marketplace operating in a high-stakes environment. And the founders know that speed without security is a massive liability.
So how are they fixing it?
Well, the text is very aggressive about addressing this. They state point blank, trust and safety are not optional. They aren't just letting anyone with a smartphone download the app and walk into a senior's home.
Okay, but mechanically, how are they building that wall? Because I know a basic criminal background check can take weeks in some counties.
They are implementing a full KYC protocol.
Wait, like the banking thing?
Exactly. For anyone unfamiliar, KYC stands for Know Your Customer. It's a strict identity verification standard usually reserved for the banking and finance sectors to prevent fraud.
Wow.
Yeah, we are talking about bank-level identity checks. When a potential caregiver signs up, they don't just, you know, type in a name and a social security number. The system requires rigorous identity verification, cross-referencing global watch lists, running immediate blacklist checks, the whole nine yards.
Okay, that makes perfect sense given the founders' backgrounds. I mean, if you spent your career in hospitals, you understand compliance and liability on a cellular level.
You live and breathe it.
So they're essentially merging the lightning-fast efficiency of consumer gig tech with the regulatory paranoia of a financial institution.
That is a great way to frame it. But building trust requires more than just behind-the-scenes data verification, right? Trust also requires visibility. And this is how they solve the problem for that long-distance family member who feels so blind to the process.
Yeah. How does the app change that?
The platform fundamentally redesigns the communication loop through its interface. Families don't just get assigned a random face by a dispatcher. They actually browse verified profiles.
I noticed they highlight a feature where families can chat before they hire.
Yeah.
That completely kills the black box dynamic.
It democratizes the whole selection process.
Right.
You see the trust signals, the completed KYC checks, the background verifications, previous reviews, and most importantly, you can open a private in-platform message and have a direct conversation with that specific caregiver before you even commit to the shift.
Like, you could say, hey, my dad has mild dementia and he really loves talking about baseball. Are you comfortable just sitting and listening to him for a few hours?
exactly that kind of interaction. It establishes human rapport before the transaction even occurs. And then once the shift actually begins, the app provides a live track of the visit.
Oh, that's huge for peace of mind.
Right. The family can see when the caregiver clocks in, they can review the timesheets directly on their phone, and they know the exact status of the visit without ever having to chase down a dispatcher.
So if you are that long-distance child sitting in an office in Chicago, you can literally just glance at your phone, see that the verified caregiver arrived at your mom's house in Raleigh, and you can finally just exhale.
Exactly.
But okay, here is a reality of any brilliant tech platform. A seamless, beautiful app interface for families is completely useless if nobody actually shows up to do the work.
The classic empty marketplace problem. Demand is totally irrelevant if you cannot incentivize supply.
So we have to look at how home care is attempting to recruit these independent workers in Wake County. And looking at their caregiver-facing pitch, they are coming out swinging when it comes to the economics of care work. They are heavily advertising that caregivers can make up to $30 an hour. Gross.
And in the current labor market, particularly for non-clinical care, that number is absolutely designed to immediately capture attention.
Oh, for sure. But they go a step further with the behavioral economics, which I find fascinating. The platform has a built-in 25% premium added automatically to night gigs.
To incentivize the hard shifts.
Yeah. The text explicitly states this is to reward tougher hours. And I love this because traditional agencies often charge the family more for night shifts, but the actual worker doing the midnight heavy lifting barely sees a bump in their hourly rate. Here, the transparency is just hard-coded into the platform.
Right. You see the exact compensation attached to the request before you ever click accept. You are negotiating. You are evaluating a clear upfront offer.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. The financial transparency isn't even the most revolutionary part to me. There's a feature the platform calls your comfort, your rules. And I was looking at how this works mechanically, and it's essentially a reverse menu.
Explain how you see that playing out for the worker.
So normally, when you take a caregiving job through an agency, you are handed a client and a list of duties, and you just have to adapt.
Right, whatever they need.
But on this app, the caregiver goes into their own profile and physically checks boxes for the task they are actually willing to do, like meal prep, light housekeeping, running errands, or just companionship.
And they can leave things unchecked.
Crucially, they leave boxes unchecked for things they refuse to do. And the algorithm ensures that families only see your profile if their specific request perfectly matches your preset boundaries.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of the care industry, this reverse menu is a profound shift in power dynamics. I mean, one of the leading causes of turnover in traditional care is scope creep.
Oh, 100%.
A worker is hired to be, say, a conversational companion. But over a few weeks, the family slowly starts asking them to lift the senior out of the bathtub or manage complex medication schedules.
Tasks they are not trained, insured, or comfortable doing.
Exactly, which puts the worker in a terrible position of having to say no to a vulnerable person in real time. By hard-coding those boundaries into the matching algorithm itself, the platform protects the worker from ever being put in that unsafe situation.
It's a structural safeguard against burnout.
It forces the family to be explicit about their needs up front and ensures the worker only ever steps into an environment they are fully prepared for.
And speaking of structural safeguards, there is a logistical mechanism in the payment process that I think is an absolute game changer for anyone who has ever done freelance or gig work. The text notes that family funds are secured before shift start.
The payment escrow model.
Yes. Mechanically, it operates like a hotel, holding funds on your credit card for incidentals. Home care captures the payment authorization from the family before the caregiver even leaves their own driveway.
The removal of friction there is just massive. I mean, if you've never done independent contract work, you might not realize that the absolute worst part of the job is the collection process.
It's so awkward.
It's the worst. Imagine finishing a long, emotionally taxing 4-hour shift. You're standing in a senior's kitchen, awkwardly holding your coat, waiting while a family member hunts for their checkbook or tries to figure out how to use Venmo.
Or worse, they want to dispute the hours, or the personal check eventually bounces. It places the worker in a highly vulnerable, subservient position just to get the money they already earned.
But by securing the funds upfront in escrow and handling the payout automatically through the app, home care completely eliminates the financial awkwardness from the human interaction. The caregiver can focus entirely on providing compassionate care, knowing their compensation is algorithmically guaranteed.
So if you stack all of these supply-side incentives together, right, up to $30 an hour, automatic 25% night premiums, algorithmic boundary protection, and guaranteed escrow payouts, it begs the question, who are they actually trying to recruit in the Raleigh area?
Right.
Because they are clearly targeting a very specific demographic that might not traditionally work in elder care.
They absolutely are. And the text reveals a strategic pivot that might shock people who are accustomed to the traditional medical model. Right at the top of the recruitment materials, it states, no formal caregiving experience is required.
Which sounds wild until you look at the mechanics of that reverse menu we just talked about. They aren't hiring gig workers to administer IV antibiotics or manage late-stage Alzheimer's.
No, they are actively seeking people to provide basic non-medical support. The text describes the core requirement as just being present.
They tell potential recruits, think of it like helping a family member, but on your schedule and getting paid for your time. They are prioritizing reliability, kindness, and empathy over formal nursing credentials.
And the macroeconomic strategy here is just brilliant. We are facing a catastrophic shortage of care workers nationwide. Traditional agencies simply cannot recruit and train fast enough to keep pace with the aging demographic curve.
They just can't.
So by combining that strict bank-level KYC identity verification with a zero-experience barrier to entry for non-clinical tasks, home care is unlocking a massive, previously untapped labor pool.
They are figuring out how to crowdsource empathy and logistical support. And when you look at where they chose to launch, the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area, it all just clicks into place.
The triangle is perfect for this.
Exactly. It is one of the densest collegiate and medical research hubs in the country. You have Duke, UNC, NC State. The platform explicitly notes that this type of work is great for students and future healthcare professionals who want real-world patient-facing experience, but, you know, they need total control over their schedules.
And the initial data validates this strategy entirely. According to the launch metrics, after just 1 week of opening the pre-launch registration in Raleigh, they already have 83 caregivers fully signed up and verified.
Wow. 83 fully vetted caregivers in 7 days is incredible traction for a localized launch.
It really is. And a significant portion of those early adopters are local medical students. It perfectly aligns the incentives for both sides of the marketplace.
I mean, think about a second-year med student. Their schedule is a total nightmare. They cannot commit to a traditional 20-hour-a-week part-time job at an agency.
Right, that's impossible.
But with this platform, they can look at their phone while studying, see that an older gentleman 2 miles away needs someone to prep his dinner and chat for 2 hours on a Tuesday night. They accept the gig, they get paid well, they get vital bedside manner experience, and they just go back to studying.
The student gains flexible, meaningful work that builds their resume. And the senior gets a highly reliable, background-checked, compassionate person to help them maintain their independence at home.
So what does this all mean for you? Whether you are a family member quietly panicking about how you are going to manage your aging parents, or maybe you are a student looking for a way to make rent that actually contributes to your community.
I think the overarching mission of home care is the systematic dismantling of chaos.
Yeah.
They looked at the traditional, opaque, slow-moving care agency and recognized it as a bottleneck.
Yeah.
By replacing that black box with a transparent, gig-based marketplace, they are fundamentally changing the transaction. For families, it replenishes panic with speed, verified trust, and direct communication. It ends the agonizing isolation of long-distance caregiving.
And for the workforce, it replaces exploitation with boundary protection, guaranteed escrow pay, and the ultimate flexibility to do meaningful community-based work without sacrificing their own mental health. They're using high-end technology to remove the friction from basic human connection.
They are, but you know, analyzing this framework also forces us to confront a much larger philosophical question. It isn't addressed in the source materials, but it is the inevitable endpoint of this kind of technological intervention.
What do you mean?
Well, if we successfully jigify companionship, if we build an incredibly efficient algorithm that perfectly matches lonely seniors with kind, reliable strangers who are paid to sit in their living rooms, what happens when the professional boundaries inevitably blur?
Because human connection is never just a clean transaction.
Precisely. If that medical student goes to the same senior's house every Tuesday evening for an entire year to cook dinner and talk about baseball, they aren't just an app-based contractor anymore.
Right.
They become a genuine fixture in that person's life. They become a friend. Will we eventually see a gig economy rating system that isn't just measuring punctuality or task completion, but is literally assigning a 5-star rating to human empathy?
Oh, wow. That is a staggering thing to think about.
We really have to ask ourselves, what does it say about the underlying architecture of our modern society that our neighborhoods have become so isolated and our daily lives so relentlessly busy that we have to rely on a smartphone algorithm and a venture-backed escrow system just to outsource basic human presence?
We are using brilliant engineering to solve a massive logistical crisis, but we're doing it by financially systematizing the exact kind of neighborly support that communities use to just provide for each other naturally. The platform is a phenomenal solution to an acute pain point, but it undeniably holds a mirror up to how fractured our modern lives have become. Keep questioning the systems operating around you and keep exploring how technology is fundamentally rewriting the human experience. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.